بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب استحباب وصية أهل المريض ومن يخدمه بالإحسان إليه واحتماله والصبر على ما يشق من أمره وكذا الوصية بمن قرب سبب موته بحد أو قصاص ونحبهما. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains it being desirable of advising the family of the sick person, and also that person who is making khidmat of the sick person, who is nursing the sick person, to be kind to him. So we are advising the family, those who are around the sick person, those who are attending to the sick person, those who are making his khidmat, to be good towards him, to be kind towards him, towards the patient. وَاحْتِمَالِهِ to tolerate him. وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَى مَا يَشُقُّ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ and to also exercise patience over the difficulties that he causes to them. Person is sick. Sometimes he becomes very irritated. He becomes irritated very quickly. He moans, he groans, he wants things. So we who are around the sick person, the family and those who are attending to him, they have to be very, very kind, tolerant. They have to be patient. وَكَذَا الْوَصِيَّ بِمَنْ قَرُبَ سَبَبُ مُوتِهِ And also, similarly is that we should be giving good advice to that person whose death is very, very close. So similar treatment we should give to that person whose mort, whose death is close due to had. Had is a penal law. Had is a penalty which Allah has laid down in the Quran. For example, a person who steals, then of course there is explanation, detailed explanation, then his hand is chopped off. So that person who is now going to go through a had penalty, then we give him good advice before he's penalized. أو قصاصٍ ونحوهما. So whether he's going to be a retribution, whatever it is, now the person who's the reason for his mort is close, then we also give him good advice. So the sick patient, he is going through difficulty himself. So the people who are attending to him, they have to be very, very tolerant towards him. And also the person now whose life is going to go away through some had penalty or qisas, retribution, then we give that person wasiyat, in other words, advice as well. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought an incident in which a woman had committed zina, and she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she owned up, and she said that, Ya Rasulullah, I have committed zina, so I know that I will be punished, so please kindly mete out this punishment to me. So in lengthy incident, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first told her to go back until she gives birth. She came back with the child, and then Rasulullah said, no, but let the child be able to eat on its own, then you come back. So Rasulullah was not avoiding giving her the punishment, but because she was pregnant and she was give birth to the child and just take care of the child in the initial period, then Rasulullah meted out the punishment to her. So here in this hadith, عن إمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهما أن امرأة من جهينة أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهي حبلى من الزنا. إمران بن حسين رضي الله عنه says that there was a woman from the جهينة tribe, and she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while she was pregnant due to zina, adultery. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَصَبْتُ حَدًّا فَأَقِمْهُ عَلَيَّ She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed zina, or I have done such a, and of committed such an offense that necessitates the had, the penal punishment over me. فَأَقِمْهُ عَلَيَّ Kindly carry it out and meet this punishment out to me. So, فَدَعَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ وَلِيَّهَا Nabi Sallam called her guardian. فَقَالَ أَحْسِنْ إِلِيهَا So see, Rasulullah Sallam is giving wasiyat regarding that person whose mouth is going to be very close now, but she's going to be punished and she's going to be lashed out. Therefore, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls her guardian and tells the guardian, be kind to her. أَحْسِنْ إِلِيهَا Even though she's done something wrong, but you be kind to her. فَإِذَا وَضَعَتْ فَأْتِنِي بِهَا When she gives birth, then bring her to me. فَفَعَلَ He did so. فَأَمَرَ بِهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Then commanded regarding her. فَشُدَّتْ عَلَيْهَا ثِيَابُهَا Her clothing was tied very tightly around her so that her satr does not become exposed when they will punish her. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهَا فَرُجِمَتْ ثُمَّ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ Then Nabi Kareem commanded regarding her and she was pelted with stones. And this was, this is the punishment for a person who makes zina, for a person who's married and commits zina. Then in Islamic country, of course, yeah, there's a whole case that takes place. The person confesses, and then the qazi gives the judgment. So thumma amara biha farujimat thumma salla alayha. Then Nabi Karim himself performed the janazah salah over her. So here again, person who's death is going to be very soon due to a punishment like qisas, or a person for some other reason we know he's going to pass away, give him good advice. And also those people who are around the sick person, it's very important. Many times people complain about people who they are looking after. Here the Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is exhorting us from various other ahadith also that we should be kind and give good words and try and bear and tolerate sometimes the mourning and groaning of the sick person when we're looking after the sick person. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Subhanallah.